This is VOA News via remote. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, it could be a very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
In a joint statement, Israel and Sudan say they plan to begin by opening economic and trade relations with an initial focus on agriculture. A Dutch hospital has airlifted patients to Germany amid a coronavirus surge. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A helicopter rises in the sky, carrying a COVID-19 patient from the Netherlands to a German intensive care unit, the first such international airlift since the global pandemic first threatened to swamp Dutch hospitals in the spring. In regions across the continent, an absence of noise was set to underscore the extent of the resurgence of the virus as major cities from Rome to Paris rein in nightlife and other activities as part of increasingly drastic measures.
Las próximas semanas,
in Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez publicly appeals for the country to pull together to defeat the new coronavirus surge.
Y podemos lograrlo otra vez.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italy's health ministry says it has registered the highest daily tally of new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours since the start of the country's outbreak, and up from the previous record posted on Thursday. For more information on the pandemic, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Both presidential campaigns are claiming a boost from last night's debate, but it's unclear if the final showdown between President Trump and Joe Biden will alter the White House race. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Biden running mate Kamala Harris says it was a good debate.
Joe did really well.
At the White House, spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany says the president's happy too.
He believes America has endorsed his performance at the debate.
But will it matter? With some 50 million ballots already cast and fewer undecided voters now than at the same time in 2016, Professor Jason Molica says the debate likely did not sway voters as much as reassured them.
Okay, if you're voting for President Trump, you're going to vote for President Trump. If you're voting for former Vice President Biden, you're going to vote for him.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan are in Washington to meet with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over the ongoing fighting taking place over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting the foreign ministers of Azerbaijan and Armenia in an effort to end nearly a month of bloodshed. Fighting continued in several areas of Nagorno-Karabakh on Friday, hours before talks were due to start in Washington. Deadly clashes in the mountain region have 5,000 people killed in recent weeks, according to figures from Russian President Vladimir Putin. The collapse of two Russian-brokered ceasefires had also dimmed hopes of a quick end to fighting that broke out over Nagorno-Karabakh, a breakaway territory which is within Azerbaijan but controlled by ethnic Armenians.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. The chief negotiators of Britain and the European Union met on Friday for intensive negotiations on a last-minute trade deal that would stave off a tumultuous finale to the five-year-old Brexit crisis. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Fishing is proving a key point of tension as last-minute talks continue between the EU and Britain over a post-Brexit trade deal. Fishing alone was just 0.03% of Britain's economic output in 2019, but it is an emotive subject. Reporters, they see it as a symbol of the sovereignty that leaving the EU should bring. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has insisted on the so-called taking back control of UK waters, while the EU wants to keep access to it. In France, British waters are crucial, and being locked out would cause trouble for French President Emmanuel Macron.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. For all the news whenever you need it and the latest on the U.S. election, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.